had the nerve to even eat steak for breakfast. But it's just as, it tastes just as good.
Bacon, yeah.
I'm telling you, and it's easier to fix than bacon, too.
Do you know what you, there's a, something you mentioned, it's a little thing that you find in freshwater streams sometime, and it's got claws on it, and when you turn over a rock, it often swims away backwards, you know what I mean?
Claws.
Yeah, kind of like a, it looks kind of like a crab. Yeah, but this is a freshwater.
I wouldn't know where any of them were.
When you were a girl, did you ever play with crawfish or anything like that?
No, I wouldn't do it now.
Wouldn't do it now
and I'm very grown.
I probably wouldn't do it now, but I would have been.
I'm telling you, and when you were asking me about birds, it was tickling me so, because my biology teacher used to always carry me to the Audubon Society conferences and things like this, because she just thought I was such a science-loving, loving young lady.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this, and I'd sit there and sleep throughout most of it. Oh, I don't care anything about any science.
I ask you about some other little small kinds of animals, the thing that croaks in the marshes at night.
Frogs?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know about any different kinds of frogs?
No.
Wouldn't have that head either.
Jackal!
Well, that's a type of, and that's a stage of a frog, is that not right?
What about the kind that gives you warts? Still a frog, or is it, what do you usually call him?
They give you what, warts, you think?
Mm, did you ever hear that legend?
Well, no, because I would figure that all of them would give me warts.
There's a brown kind that lives in the...
A lizard?
Well, this is a toad. Mm-hmm. you distinguish between a frog
right,
and a toad.
Right, a frog and a toad. Mm-hmm.
I forgot that.
If you went fishing, what kind of live bait might you go fishing with?
A worm.
Mm-hmm. Any special kind?
I was about to ask you.
I guess just a regular earthworm. Let's see. Would you ever? Sometimes when you go fishing, you might use a small little fish. What would you call that? Little bitty. Have you ever call that a minnow?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I've heard it. I've never been fishing in my life.
So we would know about bait. It's the kind of animal that withdraws into his shell is
a crab.
Well, or the one that's supposed to have had the race with the rabbit, you know.
Oh, the turtle.
Mm-hmm. Do you distinguish between whether it lives on land or water? If it lives, is it a turtle?
An amphibious, isn't it?
You just call them both a turtle, though.
I think I do.
You ever hear the name terrapin or gopher?
Yes, I've heard of a gopher, but I didn't think they were two of one and the same.
I think they're kind of...
Isn't a gopher a kind of furry, like animal?
It may be. I'm not real sure.
Right, and the other has a shell, mm-hmm. which is harder, of course. But now, I don't know that either, to be sure, because I don't handle either one of them.
I'll ask you a couple questions now about kinds of insects. The kind that can get in the light and fly around in the light.
Oh, the moths.
Mm-hmm. And if you have one of them, you just have one.
One moth.
Mm-hmm. And what about the kind of little animal that a little bug that flies around and his tail lights up it?
Oh, the lightning bug.
Mm-hmm. And there's another kind of long, thin-bodied insect with a little hard beak and two pairs of shiny wings, and it hovers around down places. It's supposed to eat mosquitoes. You know what I mean? Some people say there are signs that snakes are nearby.